This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday. Steve Miggs, are you guys in the Lego game at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're broke, yes.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, she's not obsessed with it, but we have a few Legos.
So stepping on a Lego is obviously, like, one of the worst things that could ever happen, but I think I had something worse today.
Okay.
I kicked a hard dog toy, like a Kong dog toy, in the dark this morning with my pinky toe, and I think I may have really hurt it really bad.
How big of a toy do you have?
He's a big dog. He's like 95 pounds.
And it's that heavy?
He looks like an antler. It's supposed to look like an antler. It's not an actual antler. It's just like very heavy material.
Right.
I kicked that thing so hard that probably the neighbors heard me scream this morning. Thankfully, I didn't wake up my child. But it's off to a great start today.
Yeah, our Kongs are not that big, so we don't have to worry about that. Although she has, speaking of antler, like those little, I don't know if it's like an antler bone, the chew toy things.
They love those things.
Yeah, but she puts it wherever she wants. So sometimes I'll get in bed, and I'm like, what is jabbing me in the back? And it's that stupid thing because it's all gnawed on and it's sharp. And I'm just like, this is very uncomfortable. At first, I'm like, babe, you need to trim your toenails. Oh. And then I realize, oh, no, it's not my wife.
These damn dogs.
My wife's like, you really thought that was my toe? Antler.
These damn dogs and their antlers.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll be fine.
I'm glad you're going to be okay. You persevered and you showed up. That's all that we can ask.
And now we're going to inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, it's a special day. I always say this is the one day of the year that I always remember to listen to this band. Are we ready to celebrate?
Okay. Oh! 311, baby!
That's right. It's March 11th. It is 311 day. And I picked their lamest song to get you guys into mood.
I love some 311, though.
Yeah, I do, too, but I stopped liking them when they sounded more like that. I was more of a 311 fan that, you know, had a little rapping in it. Danny's not feeling it.
I just have never really understood this band.
They were like a stoner rap rock group.
Yes!
They're playing Warped Tour this summer, and it's kind of like, all right, I may watch them from afar while sipping on a cold beverage.
Don't miss it, Danny.
Fun random fact, they were the first band I ever interviewed.
Really?
In college, we went to Vermont. They were playing at like the little gymnasium that was at like the college. It was very random. And this is when they had that Blue album came out.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was like forever ago. And I got to interview Peanut, the bassist, and S.A. Martinez, the rapper.
So today is your day.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And it was the first time I ever screwed up an interview as well.
Oh, lovely.
Because I had a friend named Asa. And so he was like one of my homies. And so when I saw S.A., I was so nervous. I started calling him Asa. And he's like, bro, that's not my name. I'm like, you're right. It's not. Like, as if I was going to be like, no, that is your name. And he got a good laugh out of it. Because I was like, this is my first interview. I'm really nervous. And they were great guys.
Oh, for sure.
So happy 311 day. Today's the day to listen to their music. Hey, today's also a big day for us Seahawks fans as news came out yesterday.
We do have the breaking news we've been waiting for. Sam Darnold is, in fact, headed to the Seattle Seahawks. 3 years, $110 million, $55 million guaranteed.
I love that reaction. That guy got paid for having one good season.
We got all this money to spend now, though, you know?
Yeah, at first I was like, ugh. But I'm just glad that they're not in full rebuild mode. Like,
yes.
Getting Sam Darnold means that they are going to try and win next season. He did go 14-3 with the Vikings, had a rough go in the last couple of games, and that's fine. Definitely need some offensive line help, and I'd imagine that John Schneider's going to figure that out. But then you see, like, some people are like, oh, we should have got Justin Fields. Justin Fields got $40 million from the New York Jets. So, yeah. I mean, I think that the Seahawks got a pretty good deal with Sam Darnold. I don't know if he's the answer, but I guess we'll find out.
Washington's Department of Natural Resources is removing more than 100,000 tires from Puget Sound. These tires were part of this artificial reef project that was back in the 1960s. I was literally yesterday years old when I learned about this, Steve. They were doing this reef project to try to boost fish populations. Spoiler alert, it failed.
So they want, in order to get more fish, you throw tires in the water?
They were trying to create this, like, you know, artificial reef, and it turns out a lot of environmental concerns when you put a bunch of tires into the water, like habitat damage, but the removal costs will be upwards of $7 million. They've already started on it. They're going to do more extractions this summer, but I had no idea there were 100,000 tires in the Puget Sound.
So an artificial reef would put, they were hoping that would put the fish in the mood to, like, do it?
Get it on. All right. Yeah.
Since, you know. We always say we're a dumb generation, but hey, back in the 60s, they were equally as dumb.
Yes.
They did stupid things as well. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 49 degrees, the DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Tool fans are considering a class action lawsuit against the band, and it's all because they did not like the set list that were being played. Nice. So who is right, the band or the fans? We're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Steve, what could have possibly gone down at a Tool concert that would lead to their own fans booing them?
Oh, didn't just boom, they also said F you.
Ooh, they were fired up.
That's a good concert.
The reason why? They're actually considering a class action lawsuit after they were playing down at Tool Live in the Sand. That was that big festival they did in the Dominican Republic. Many were very upset because the set list was not unique each night, and that was kind of promised on the front end. And people paid upwards of $10,000 to be there for the experience.
Well, shame on you for spending $10,000 to watch a band just stare at the floor for 2 hours. Right? Look, I love Tool, but I'm not dropping $10,000 to see them.
Well, so hypothetically, if you dropped $10,000 to see any band and they promised you two unique set lists, and then they repeated four of those songs Steve.
In all fairness, four of their songs is about like half of the set.
That's
because they're all like 10-minute long songs.
Right?
Oh, so I wouldn't be that pissed because, I mean, I'm a Tool fan. I would want to hear certain songs more than once. As long as you're not, if they did the exact same set from like first song to the 10th song, then I'd be like, this is bull crap. But if half of the set are songs I already heard, I'm still going to enjoy it. Also, I'm going to be altered because I'm at a Tool show.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the fans are upset, and there's this class action lawsuit. I honestly, when I saw the story, I thought it was a joke. I thought maybe this was like an Onion story, but it's for real.
I did. I saw the Facebook post that this lawyer made, and it just says, you may be entitled to compensation. Like, this sounds like one of those stupid infomercials that you hear.
For sure.
At like 2 in the morning. Did you go to a Tool concert? Did they play the same four songs back to back? Well, you may be entitled to compensation. I'm like, come on.
I mean, I don't know if it actually has legs. I definitely feel like I would be disappointed. You know?
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, I've gone to see bands like, you know, Dead and Company and you know, stuff like that where they play completely different set lists back to back two nights in a row.
Yeah, I don't know what they promised, but you made it sound like they said, hey, you are getting two unique. I mean, technically, they were unique. It's not like they played the exact same set.
It was in a little bit different order, but you definitely heard Fear Inoculum, Rosetta Stone, Numa, and Jambi two nights in a row.
How dare they?
I can't even imagine. Have you ever left a concert because you were disappointed?
Yes.
Which one?
Oh, man. So it's funny because earlier this morning we were joking about how today's March 11th. It's 3/11 day. Let me take you back to when I was working at the end.
Oh, boy.
Deck the Hall Ball at the Key Arena. 3/11 was playing.
Classic.
Love 3/11. Like I said, I saw them in college. That was like the soundtrack to our college. Like, we listened to those first couple of records nonstop. So I'm like, this is awesome. And we're backstage and all this. And I had a girlfriend that we were like on and off. It was just, it was a very bad relationship. And she was there with me. And we were on the on at that point. So we were in a relationship. And then at some point, who do I see walking off with the band? My girlfriend.
That's amazing.
It was insane, dude. I'm watching this, and it's like out of a movie. Like, I'm watching her walk off with the lead singer at the time, and they're just, like, going to another place, like, somewhere backstage, and I wasn't really in the mood to, like, track her down. It was like one of those, like, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, I'm just done with this relationship. I ended up going to, I think Jalisco's across the street with one of my buddies I work with, and we just got wasted on tequila. And I was just like, I'm not even going home. I'm crashing at your place. I was livid.
Did you ever find out what happened after she walked off?
We just hung out for the night. It was no big deal. I railed the living crap out of the guy. She didn't admit to any of that. She's like, I'm just a big fan, and he offered a chance to go hang out and talk.
Oh, man. I'm surprised you can still listen to 3/11 at all.
Honestly, it was like one of those moments where I'm like, I'm glad. And I still kick myself that I don't have the audio because I interviewed Nick, the singer, later down the line, and I shared the story, and it was so awkward. But I wasn't mad at him. I mean, he's just
remember that time you stole my girl?
I've never been that kind of, like, how am I going to be mad at him? He has no idea that this person has a boyfriend.
He also doesn't remember her probably at all.
Not a chance. He's like, was she blonde? All right, yeah, fits the bill.
Oh, man.
Oh. So, yeah, I left disappointed at that concert.
I want more of these stories, Steve Miggs. Rockaholics, when did you leave a concert totally disappointed? 206-803-ROCK. What happened to that concert that left you so pissed? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Tool Seattle fans are very upset to the point where they're considering suing the band because of their set list in the Dominican Republic.
Better call Saul.
So based on this, when did you leave a concert disappointed? What happened at that show that left you so pissed? 206-803-ROCK. We do have a text that we're going to get to shortly about someone who was dumped in the worst way.
Nice.
But first...
I mean, not nice that they were dumped, but nice.
We're going to talk to Jaime in Atlanta. What was the worst concert experience you ever had?
Well, thank you, guys. Believe it or not, it was Pearl Jam.
Back in the early...
Hang up on this man. How dare you?
What did they do, Jaime?
Don't get me wrong. I love Pearl Jam. I do. But it was in the early 2000s. It was here at the big stadium. And I had nosebleed seats. I was already kind of drunk. I couldn't see them. And they just came out and played their songs just like they sound on the album. If I want to hear them sound like that, I'll just listen to the album. I like hearing them change it up a little bit. Yeah. I fell asleep.
Dude, I love Pearl Jam. They're like my all-time favorite band, but my wife could not handle a three-hour show from them because at times it gets a little sleepy and it gets a little bit slow-moving. And honestly, there was one time, Jaime, it's funny you bring it up because there was once a Pearl Jam show that I left a little disappointed because I was just expecting a little bit more energy, and it was when they played the Showbox.
Oh!
They did like one of those secret shows, which Jaime, here in Seattle, there's this club, it's like 1,000 people, and Pearl Jam played it, and it was like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing them in such a small club, and they really did a very chill set, and I was like, oh man, I was hoping for a few more rockers.
Right, and you know, I honor Pearl Jam. You don't stay in the business that long without being good, but this particular show, I mean, I should not be falling asleep at a Pearl Jam show, but I did. I fell asleep, and my friend expected me to pay after it, and I was like, no, like, I don't, you asked me to go, I don't think I need to pay for that.
You decided not to pay him for the ticket?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
206-803-ROCK, when did you leave a concert disappointed?
So I left the disappointed with that last Metallica show. They were great. My girlfriend dumped me as we were leaving the show. Bitch used me for the concert and then said it was over.
Oh my gosh.
Why don't
like,
blame
give it
her.
A day. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right?
Not on the way out.
Danny, did you ever leave a show disappointed?
You guys remember that? You know the band Saves the Day.
Of course.
Yeah, punk.
And at your funeral.
I've seen, wow.
Blitzing.
Am I at the concert right now? This is why I left. No. No, it was, I've seen them a million times and they've done amazing amazing shows. And one time I was there, but they played the sleepiest set. And like it was like I don't know, just the most emotional, like the lights didn't change at all. And I remember just looking at my friend Gavin, we were just like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? And I've seen them since and they're amazing. It's just when I don't know what it was about that show.
Maybe it was the mood that the band was in. Like I think about that even with like Pearl Jam. Like, you know, the set list is based on Eddie's vibe.
Yeah.
And so if he's just like in a chill mode, then that's probably gonna be the set list. And maybe it was the same for Saves the Day.
Sometimes you just got to express your feelings.
Did they at least do that song?
I believe so, but it was probably really sad.
Okay.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs today? He has a record of 67 wins, 35 losses, and 19 ties in 2025. If you want to play, call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
You are cordially invited to join the Daily Miggs Show in my hometown for Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's happening this Saturday, Steve Miggs.
First time I've ever been in Stanwood. Danny as well. We've driven through it, but never been in it. So I'm excited. The Men's Room are joining us as well. They're fired up about it too. So it's going to be a party.
You guys are going to see all the sights like the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon, which is where we're going to kick things off at 11 o'clock. You can dress up in costume and get all the details at KISW.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.